maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Monica Rose Creations is a budding floral business for different events, and the owner of this is a young, beautiful, and creative Filipina, Nika Gepayo. Hi, Nika.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I know you're very busy today, but thank you very much for sharing your time with us.
Yeah, no worries. That's fine.
Okay. So tell us, Nika, what is the story behind the making of Monica Rose Creations?
Well, basically, I started young as an artist, and I painted ever since I was 5 years old. I was really into drawing and stuff like that. And choosing to be an artist as a vocation is quite difficult because, you know, limited opportunities, stuff like that. And straight after high school, I was wanting to get into interior design and jewelry design. But after school, I had the opportunity to join industry-leading floristry company, and I started as a junior florist in there, studio florist. And I worked there for quite some time. In the end, it wasn't for me, and I was going through some health issues. I made a choice to leave the organization and took a break from floristry. And then for a year, I weighed my options. And well, I prayed, you know, and kind of find my way in this vacation. And along came opportunity. My first gig, the wedding I did, was my mom's. Mm-hmm. And then it's where it all started, really. And then I started to get inquiries and recommendations from, you know, from friends, family friends, and started like that. And I didn't even get to advertise my business. So just through that, and the rest was history.
You were a visual artist, right? Yes. That's what you finished. But flowers, you know, why was it the expression of your art?
It wasn't really, I didn't really consider flowers. Mm-hmm. Before. Mm-hmm. And you know, I wanted to become a designer ever since I was young. Mm-hmm. And it's like I said, it's not really, it's quite limited opportunities. And it, you know, like getting into the university, stuff like that. But I think it's kind of related to jewelry design when you say flowers. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it just came along. I got into, out of nowhere, I just got into the traineeship and started there. And then I liked it ever since because it's actually quite related to the visual artist, being visual artist, because, you know, you get to be creative. But when you say flowers, you know, it's just not just like putting bunches together. You're actually able to become creative, like express yourself. Especially the part that I really like is when you do on-site installation. Mm-hmm. It's similar to become visual artist where you create stuff and then people adore your work.
May I know who's your favorite like floral artist?
My favorite one is actually in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Gideon Hermosa. I followed them on Instagram. Yeah. He's very creative. It's just very artistic. Mm-hmm. You know, not the usual, just, you know, the classic style. I like his work because he likes to make things out of scratch, and you know, the one that he makes is not the one that you would normally see online. His works are kind of like artistic in a way. Very unique. Yeah. And also Preston Bailey, that's the one where I also learn like his blogs and stuff. He is very inspirational. It's very important for me as well. You know, when you look up to someone, someone that actually inspires you, not just someone creative and famous, but also, you know, someone that supports other florists.
Like with the arrangement naman, Nika, because clients will come to you and they need flowers for different occasions. So do you have like a distinct pattern to follow for different events like birthdays, weddings, or christening?
Well, I can say maybe decades ago, there's a limited style, but these days, similar to fashion industry, floral design is the same as well. And, you know, there is vintage. These days, there's vintage, bright, funky colors, rustic, tropical, beach, boho style, stuff like that, and modern as well these days. And when you say floristry, it also goes with, you have theme that goes with it. So not necessarily when you say wedding that this is different than any other events like christening and birthdays, because mainly each client have different requirements. For example, I have an upcoming bride next year, and they got engaged in Disneyland. And when you come to think of it, her wedding theme is Disney. So when you say Disney, you know, it may just be in birthdays, stuff like that. But I'm actually doing her weddings, and it's customized. And in her floral bowls, it's not just a classic one. It's actually, you know, Mickey Mouse shaped kind of style. So I wouldn't really say there's a particular design, because these days, you know, everyone is different.
Among these events, like which one do you think is like the most stressful?
Not really stressful, But when it's more like when brides or clients come to you, not necessarily bride, it's they come in with no idea what they want and they trust you with, you know, they give you like little bits like, oh, this is the colors I want. This is the, they don't know what flowers are. And it's my job to put their vision together and on the day, you know, make it happen. So putting ideas together, making sure also that what they say, I can make it happen and I can pass their expectations. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't really say difficult because I think if you love your job, yeah. It's, you know, easy. It's easy. Yeah. It's not really, but the stress maybe meeting the expectations of your clients and making sure that, you know, what you say on the meeting and what you agreed on, that's what happens on the day.
You were saying a while ago about, you know, you suffered some health issues. Yes. Did doing flowers help you, you know, overcome that problem before?
Oh, yes, because mainly floristry is not just, you know, being creative and stuff. It's actually a very physical job. So I got injured halfway of the traineeship, you know. And since then, I realized more that it's not just, you know, work. You have to look after yourself. And very therapeutic as well, you know.
Therapy.
Yeah, and it's the part of it is, it's a physical job and it kind of makes you active and it's good for, you know, when you say stressful, there are days when you're stressed and there are days when, you know, it's actually like, you know, you get to be hyper and make things. And I was able to overcome somehow, but it's still there. But like I said, you have to look after yourself.
Yeah. And flowers are helping you a lot.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Clients have different expectations and some are quite difficult to handle. So how do you deal with them?
The very important part for me in this business is I build relationship with my clients. And, you know, I really consider them as a close friend, even if you're, you know, just get to meet. Mm-hmm. So I really make sure that I work with them. And it's very important to listen, mm-hmm. you know, because not everything that the client wants or requests can happen. But it's very important that you would have to be flexible and make it happen. Because, you know, I think that's my job to make sure that you maybe not, they may not get what really they want, but it's my job to make sure somehow I meet their expectations, you know. And it's very challenging. It's challenging, but it's actually, I think that's when you get to really see how much you can go. And, you know, when the client wants, you know, they sit on the day, that's when it's very fulfilling.
Can you walk us through the preparation process that a florist goes through before the big event?
It actually starts, well, first, after the first meeting, you know, you go through what the client wants and they come in just to get ideas. Not everyone that comes in, they would book you straight away, you know, because a lot of clients, you know, they would go to other spenders as well. So, but I haven't had that situation yet because maybe because when they come to me, I make them feel comfortable and make sure. So basically, that's where it all starts. And then you provide them a quote. And then sometimes they have not approved it yet, so they can't book yet. So you have to go through suppliers and then gather all the information. It's like project managing kind of stuff. And then once they approve the quote and they want to go ahead with the deposit, depending on how early they booked or not, let's say if the bride books for next year, and then I can go through meetings with her 2 times more. And then, you know, we would keep in touch and kind of exchange ideas, especially like I have to source items, some overseas or some locally. And then, but the busiest part is 3 months before the event would be sourcing, make sure I have all the materials because, you know, it takes time to ship, you know, from overseas to here, make sure I have the basic materials. And when it comes to flowers, it starts really like sometimes 2 weeks before you would have to get something, make sure it opens. Some flowers don't open just 1 week before or even, you know, overnight. So I have to start gathering some flowers, make sure I take care of them, make sure they start opening. And then 1 week before, let's say 2 to 3 days before the wedding day, I start buying flowers already. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I maintain them, make sure when I start making them up the day before, they're ready at their best bloom to be used on the day.
How about on the day of the event?
We start very early. Okay. I mean, I think the very busiest is, for example, on a wedding, you do entourage delivery items, which is, you know, bridal bouquets, buttonhole, stuff like that. We deliver bride's location and then groom's location. And then depending if the ceremony is like, let's say 11 o'clock, I have to hire a driver to do the other 2 morning deliveries so I can start setting up ceremony, you know, like around 11 o'clock. And then from there, I head to reception venue, which starts, let's say it starts 6 o'clock. I have to set up. I give myself at least like 2 hours. because it all depends how big the wedding is. It takes time to set up. Mm-hmm. So from ceremony, reception, and then it doesn't end there, because at night after the whole event, we would have to go back and pack up everything. And then basically I finished the day around 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it's actually not, you wouldn't have sleep. Yeah, and unless until after, like, you think after reception, you know, that's it. But no, it's not, because after that, not really even 1 o'clock, because the next day you would have to clean up, you know. So it's actually, but it's very rewarding, because at the end of the day, you know, when brides, the next day they would message you and thank you. Oh, thank you for so much. You know, it's very beautiful. And then the guests, everyone talks about it. And then they would be messaging you. I think that's the best part of it. Okay. It's all worth it at the end. Okay. Yeah, but it's very exhausting. It's a lot of time, dedication.
I want to know as well, Nika, kasi parang napansin ko when you were narrating the story nga of being a florist, parang napansin ko na you're not just being a florist here, you also have to be knowledgeable about, you know, project management, the business side, the finance. How were you able to learn all of this?
I only did the very basic course of floristry, but mainly to get into this side of business, you know, like, let's say, at financing, stuff like that. You would have to go through certificate 4 and all of the other certificates to get diploma to be a master florist. But with me, I think, because ever since I was small, like, you know, I was at age 16, I was into handicrafts. Started selling my handmade jewelry at the age of 16 in high school. So I was business-minded ever since. And then it's not really that stressful for me, because I was able to learn as I go. I'm not really rushing. It's more like I started from the basic, like cash on hand, first client. My mom gave me $500 to work out or make the reception beautiful. So, you know, as I go, I was able to learn from it. And then I think the big part of it is I get very hyper and excited, you know, when client comes to book me, and then, you know, I come buying materials, you know, it's like someone comes to you and, you know, put up an exhibit and you get excited. Oh, I want to buy this, I want to buy that. And then I put it together, and then at the end of the day, you know, setting up stuff like that, it just all comes together. So yeah, I learn as I go. It's not really like after 1 year you learn everything. It's not monotonous. No, it's not.
Well, I read that some are in this profession because they want to be part of other people's special moments. So how about you, Nika? What makes this profession fulfilling for you?
When I first started, like, you know, I paint a lot, an artist, and not everyone gets the opportunity to, like, when you say you're creative, where would you use your talent? Okay, fine arts, you know, not all, it's not easy to sell your artworks in a way. And I'm just so lucky. I just fell into this work. The kind of creative job that you do here is productive, and it's on the market, just like fashion, you know. It's something that you can sell, not just sell. When you say fulfilling, it's more like, I would never forget the day a bride came here and she was anxious, you know, because she said she got turned down by other vendors. And then she came to me and she really wants this wedding bouquet and, you know, just the flowers that she wants on her wedding day. And, you know, she was on a tight budget. Mm-hmm. But since then, I was like, just able to see that it's actually my job to make sure that every bride that comes to me, mm-hmm. you know, as I said, I think every bride deserves a decent wedding bouquet. Mm-hmm. Flowers are luxury. Mm-hmm. Like, I've got to say, it's not cheap, mm-hmm. you know. And not everyone is privileged to, you know, experience luxury. Mm-hmm. But I make sure at least on the day, you know, they get what they want. They have a decent wedding bouquet. The brides are happy. Throwing in few stems in there, making sure that, you know, they get a little bit extra. And then, you know, at the reception, you know, decent centerpiece for the guests. And then...
You never say no to a client.
It depends when you say no. But when they ask me, okay, can you make this? I wouldn't say, of course, I can. No, it's more like I give them option of what I can only offer. But of course, you know, they're happy with what I can offer. Mm-hmm. Whatever they want, as I said, make sure. You wouldn't promise that, okay, I can make it. It's more like, I can make you this, and this is what I can offer you. Mm-hmm. And they're actually, so far, I haven't had the bride to come in that disappointed. You know, not, yeah.
Good job.
And it's very important. Yeah. I'm very flattered when they come here and then they hear about me and they say, oh, they love my work, you know. So I think that's a good start, mm-hmm. when you see the clients. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. And then, and when they say they trust my creativity, that's a big thing.
Tell our listeners, like, what is the unexpected thing about the job?
Well, floristry is not, when you, everyone loves flowers. When you come to say, oh, I want to be a florist, it's not just putting bunches together. I mean, flowers together. But a lot of that I know, they do it as a hobby. Some, you know, they have gardens at their house, and then, you know, they enjoy putting flowers together. But the main part for me, the floristry, is it's a bonus if you have an eye for detail. But the reality is, it's like 50% of the job is cleaning. It's a very messy job. Ever since I got into floristry, I never had nails anymore. I had to cut it off, and then it's a very messy job, and you gotta get your hands, you know, dirty, you know, I don't know how to say it, but, and it's a very physical job, like with me. But, you know, ever since I got into this field, I became more fit, but I had to strengthen my back, because when I first started, so I got injured, and then, you know, I had to make sure that, you know, I take care of myself, because it's a very physical job, and it's not just something pretty that you do.
Now that you are running this business and became successful at a young age, what would you like to say to yourself?
I mean, I think it depends how you measure success. But for me, I've got to say I've gone far from where I started. You know, when I first started, I never came across touching flowers, you know, as a junior. I was just, you know, my job was to wash vases every week. And I didn't, my reward for the week of, you know, being a trainee is put one bouquet together. And then the closest I got into the wedding side is, you know, I just wore flowers. But when I left the organization, and because I got sick, and then I was so surprised that I was able to put a nice bouquet together, and I was like, oh, I can make this. And then since then, I became more confident of myself, that I never limit myself of what I can do. You know, just, you have to trust yourself and your capabilities, which is very important. So yeah, since then,
like, yeah, what you said, never limit yourself to what you can do.
It's very important that in these days, may not just mean floristry, but in different work field, you know, when you get discouraged, it's very important that you take that as a positivity, and you have to embrace that. Especially, like, let's say I had to stop the traineeship because, you know, I had to get better. And then because through that, I was able to find a much more fulfilling vocation, which for me is very important. And a lot of kids these days, like, when they finish uni, they don't know where to go, or they had to stop studying halfway. I just have to say, it's never wrong. Kind of take your time and really learn of what you want to do with your career. It's never wrong to fail, in a way, when I say.
Any message to the Filipino-Australian community, especially to those who wants to follow your footsteps?
Well, for those who wants to start a business, it may be floristry or not, just follow your aspirations. And for me, you know, I didn't know, like I said, I didn't know where to go into being creative. So it's very important that you also look around. I never knew floristry existed when I first started, like I said. So when I had the opportunity, I grabbed it straight away. And it's very important that you open yourselves to opportunities. And, well, for me, the very big factor is that I pulled myself up when a door was closed on me. And then I think it would start from there, and everything will fall into place.
Thank you very much, Nika. Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.